It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
On his 31st birthday, Big Sean shared a three-part video update on his recent mental health breakthrough. He says that he uses therapy to rediscover himself, and he has a whole new energy about him.
I started therapy, you know what I'm saying? I got a good therapist, you know what I'm saying? I was blessed enough to talk to some super spiritual people, and they made me realize one thing that I was missing in my life, and one thing I was missing was clarity. You know, you can't give or depend on somebody for love or a good time and all that if you can't give it to yourself, dog, right? So, you know, I started doing things by myself or just doing things I never thought I'd do. And in the midst of that, I definitely rediscovered myself and, you know, find a whole new energy.
I mean, that sounds really religious to me.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
He didn't say what kind of energy it was that he found. Maybe it's Big D energy. Stormy Daniels, his former lawyer, Michael Avenatti, was arrested yesterday and charged with extortion and bank and wire fraud, man. Can't even tell you, just from someone that is really into news, like serious news, this has been the best week for news.
You're just loving your life right now.
Oh, man, is it juicy. In California, Avenatti is accused of negotiating a $1.6 million settlement for a client, but then misappropriating that money to pay expenses for his coffee business and his own expenses. In New York,
coffee beans ain't cheap, Alex. Okay?
In New York, the charges are based on allegations that he tried to extort up to $25 million from Nike by threatening the company with negative publicity. A celebrity attorney and CNN analyst, Mark Garagos, is listed as a co-conspirator. This guy is famous for representing clients like Michael Jackson, Jussie Smollett, and Colin Kaepernick. Avenatti and Garagos allegedly met with lawyers from Nike on March 19th. The two said that they were going to release information damaging to Nike unless the company paid them more than $20 million on top of the $1.5 million to a client who Avenatti was representing. Nike's lawyers ended up recording the following up meeting for the feds. And during a meeting with the lawyers last week, Avenatti brought up the allegations against President Trump and singer R. Kelly as an example of what would happen and what would play out if he went public. He said, "I just want to share with you what's going to happen if we don't reach a resolution. As soon as this becomes public, I'm going to receive calls from all over the country, from parents and coaches and friends and all kinds of people. This is always what happens. And they're all going to say, I've got an email or a text message. Now, 90% of this is going to be BS because it always is BS 90% of the time, always, whether it's R. Kelly or Trump. The list goes on and on. But 10% of it is actually going to be true. And then what's going to happen is that this is going to snowball." All these people.
I don't get how like you think you can go against, especially Nike. Like, I guarantee you they got the best lawyers in the world. You're like, we're gonna try to strong arm them.
But you know, he's representing R. Kelly right now, and then he was Trump, and then he turned on Trump, and he basically admitted all this stuff I say and everything. I get the media riled up and all my connections. 90% of what I say and what's going to happen is fake, but the 10% that's true, you know, that's what'll snowball. But like, he's literally admitting how much of a snake he is. Anyway, Nikki Bella says that she's done with the WWE because her body just can't handle the travel and injury. She told her family this on her reality show, Total Bellas.
The tour was good, but I just feel like I'm too old for that travel. The travel was really, really rough. So I realized, I was like, why am I doing this?
And yeah,
like, I don't feel good.
Right.
I really am ready to hang up the jersey. Like, I can say it fully.
So you're done?
Yeah.
We can just hang up our boots together.
Rob Kardashian no longer has to pay child support to ex-Blac Chyna for their two-year-old daughter, Dream. The former couple signed a post-judgment child support modification order in February, and a judge approved the order earlier this month. The new agreement states that Kardashian and Chyna shall pay for Dream's expenses during his or her respective custodial time, and that no child support shall be payable by either party to the other. Under the new terms, the TV personality and the Lashed founder will equally share the cost of Dream's medical insurance premiums, any uninsured emergency or routine medical care, and any mutually agreed upon preschool or private schooling. Additionally, Rob and Blac Chyna will take turns claiming Dream as a dependent on their taxes.
I get to see Rob. Hey, Mom! Can I borrow some money?
Help.
I need money for my baby.
In less than an hour, Cardi B news so big it'll have you making weird noises.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, what does your significant other's nickname for you say about you? All right, I'm kind of interested because I don't even know if I'm going to say my wife's nickname that I give her. It's appropriate for the radio, but she really hates what I call her.
Well,
You'll find out next what it means.
All right, live the whip girl going, break it down. Hang on.